This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, and that middle wall of separation, it's down. It's finally down. And Jew and Gentile are all together as one new man, not two great rivers, but one gigantic ocean of the presence of God. The true body of Messiah is coming together. And I have on the telephone Gary Oates, speaking to him at his home in Dallas, Georgia. I've just got a hold of his new book called Open My Eyes, Lord. It is a practical guide for you to have intimacy with God, for your eyes to be open, to see into the spirit world. And you say, well, what good is that? Well, you can just see what God is doing on earth as he's doing in heaven and just speak it out. Gary, give me an example of how this operates.
Well, not too long ago, we were in Ghana, Africa, ministering, and I saw a group of angels come over and swoop down on top of the bus that the team came in. The bus was an outdoor meeting, and it was parked beside the platform. On top of the bus, it was covered with angels, and they were healing angels. I called the team members over beside the bus, and I called out those that were blind or deaf, those that needed a major miracle of healing, to come over, and the team would be there with them. As they came over, the angels started dropping down off of the top of the bus, touching the people, bringing healing. And the team right then saw 35 blind or nearly blind people. Their eyes were opened. 22 deaf ears were opened. And that night, we saw over 90% of the people that were present were totally healed as God released his healing angels in that place.
What do you see happening in the near future, especially for those that follow your practical steps for intimacy with God and having their eyes open to the spirit realm? What do you see happening, say, here in America in the near future?
Well, I believe that it's critical that we, as the believers, begin to see in the realm of the Spirit. The realm of the Spirit is more real than the natural physical world that we live in. And God wants to open us up to where we can cooperate with what he's doing. There's so many practical aspects to this. I used to think, as a pastor, that, you know, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. And I thought, well, how can we do that, you know? I was just kind of guessing it, trying to figure out what God was doing. But now, as he's opened my eyes to see in the realm of the Spirit, I don't have to guess at it anymore. I can see what he's doing, and that releases such a powerful anointing, the presence of God, so much stronger in the place to be able to identify what he's doing, to call it out, and to see the mighty miracles that take place as a result of it. But it happens just on a practical, everyday experience.
Does this happen, I know it'll happen in a congregation, but does this happen when you're on an airplane, when you're going to the grocery store with you or your wife?
Yes. I've seen, God's opened my eyes to see angels at some of the strangest times ministering to people. In fact, also, with that comes the seeing of demons as well. And sometimes we'll see a person that may have a demon attached to them. And God will give us that prayer to pray that would release them from the bondage of the enemy.
Now, when you pray for that demon to leave, do you literally see it leave?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, so there's no guesswork on your part.
There's no guesswork.
Exactly. I like it. I'm a very pragmatic person. That's the way it's supposed to be. But I have to be candid with you. I am not where you're at. I want to be where you're at. Could you pray for me? And could you pray for everyone else that is as hungry as I am right now?
Absolutely.
Pray an impartation prayer for that same anointing that rests on you, that same intimacy with God that rests on you. I want to be able to see in the invisible realm.
I want to tell you, we've prayed this prayer with thousands of people all over the world. And literally, we've had thousands of people reporting back that their eyes have been opened, that they're beginning to see in the Spirit. They're having the dreams, visions, more revelations. Some are having out-of-body experiences where they're taken up into the presence of the Lord, where God is totally transforming their lives. It's bringing people back to the Lord that have drifted away from the presence of God. It's incredible what God is doing as God is beginning to manifest the reality of the angels, their ministering spirits sent out to minister to us as heirs of salvation, to experience the touch from the angel. We've had people in the meetings receive a touch where the angel would come and they would feel the physical hand of the angel upon them.
Guess what? We had a prayer meeting yesterday, and I just taught a little bit from your book, Open My Eyes, Lord. And one person said, I feel a pressure on my hands. What do you think was going on with him?
That was an angel ministering to him. We see that all the time.
And another person said, I feel someone touching my face.
Yes, yes.
And they never reported this before until we followed what you teach in your book.
You see, people have experienced a touch from the angel, but they haven't been able to identify it. You know, they feel like there's somebody touching them from behind or something, and they turn around and nobody's there, and they think, well, that was just my imagination. That's an angel of the Lord. God wants us to be sensitive to the ministry of angels, to know that they're with us, their presence is there with us, to see us through difficult times, to minister to others on our behalf. As we begin to pray for others, that angel is there to minister to them as well.
Listen, with all the prophecies of what's going to happen in this late great planet Earth with terrorism and disease and all these things, I mean, I don't know of anything more important than for an individual to believer to have their eyes open and have intimacy with God and hear his voice.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's the only safety we have, is having that intimacy with God. And let me point out to you, Mishpocha, if you haven't done it yet, call our 800 number, order his book, Open My Eyes, Lord, and this week's teaching on audio cassette for a donation of $20. I mean, if you must do it. You must. Okay, Gary, if you would pray for us.
Okay, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask you to release your angels of impartation, Lord, to go now upon each person that's listening. Oh, Lord, I pray, just as Elisha prayed for his servant Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 6. Oh, Lord, I pray, open their eyes that they might see. God, let there be a divine impartation, a transference of that anointing to see in the Spirit. God, that you'd remove the scales from their eyes. Lord, that you'd pull back the veil, that they might behold you as you really are. God, that they can see beyond the natural realm into the realm of the Spirit. Lord, to see the ministry of angels, to have visions and dreams and more revelation, to have a real encounter with the living God. Oh, Lord, I pray, open their eyes that they might see in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I can tell you that I did not feel an angel touch me, but I feel such peace as you're praying that prayer, that I believe that those that were hungering and thirsting for righteousness will be filled. Gary, there are people suffering from physical problems right now, pains and diseases. Would you pray for them?
Yes, Father. God, we ask you now to send your healing angels to go and visit them right where they are, right in that room or in that car, wherever they are. God, let your healing presence be manifested in the name of Jesus. Let your healing anointing increase. Let faith arise. Let them receive now in the name of Jesus. Receive that healing touch from the presence of God now. More, Lord, more of your healing power, let it come. Sickness and disease, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of infirmity, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of affliction, go in the name of Jesus. Tumors, disappear. Disappear now in the name of Jesus. Cancers, dry up and die and leave that body now in the name of Jesus. Ears, be open, pop open in the name of Jesus. Eyes, begin to see. God, release that healing anointing now. Let it flow like a river. Let it flood their being right now. More, Lord, more of a release of your healing power. Thank you, Father.
And I saw someone's hip being restored, and I heard someone's back and neck. All pain is gone. Oh, God, you're so good.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for what you have done in Gary Oates and his wife Kathy's life. Thank you for what you have done in my life just now. Thank you for what you have done in the life of those that are agreeing in prayer right now. I thank you, Father God, that this is it. This is your end time army. And Father, we want you. We desperately want you to use us. But more than that, oh God, we want greater intimacy with you.
Yeah.
We must know you. And your word is so true. Your word says, if we draw close to you, you will draw close to us. And that's what we're doing in Yeshua's name. One last quick thought, Gary.
Always press in for more of God's presence. Never be content with where you are spiritually. Always go for more, more, more. Make the sacrifice. Do what it takes to experience the fullness of God in your life, to experience that intimate relationship with Him, to begin to fulfill the call of God on your life.
Thank you so much. Get the book, Open My Eyes, Lord, and the audio cassette, $20 donation, Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you and cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you and grant you His shalom. That's His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarech Adonai ve'yishmarech. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Halitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.